Something.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the f***ing mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the f*** up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it and everybody else's.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah. I miss it. What do you got?
We kind of alluded to it in the first segment. We were talking about language that you can't use anymore. There's certain words that you can't say because they're offensive. Offensive to who? I don't know. People, some people are offended by them. Many of them live on college campuses, and they're the experts. You know, the people you go to university to learn. And
of course, everybody is going to listen to them because they are experts.
Correct. That's
what's
up.
Why would they listen to us?
No. Why would they? We're just dumb, idiot, talking heads. Nothing more. And the most prestigious of schools, the Ivy Leagues, tend to be the experts of the experts. And Stanford's IT department has published a guide for eliminating harmful language on the university's website. And some of the entries included are kind of weird. Things like American, cakewalk, landlord, and stupid.
I got to tell you, I thought, much like the overplay in a lot of these other things, like the Me Too movement, you know, back in what, 2016, 2017, it was doing a lot of good. It was opening a lot of eyes to a lot of problems, but then it got overplayed really, really badly. There was a lot of people that were screaming, you know, sexual, inequities and harassments and things like that when it wasn't happening. You know, I got yelled at by a lady in a Wawa for holding the door open for her. You know, it just got overplayed to where people just said, you know what, enough. And I thought that's what had been kind of happening lately with a lot of this woke stuff. And I, you know, I hate to even say it like that, because when people hear you say, talk against the woke stuff, then immediately you're just an unbelievable right winger. And you're just driving around a pickup truck with a Trump flag on it, and you hate everybody, you're a racist. You know, but it's true. Like, it's ridiculous, like, that they're still trying this stuff. And I had a debate with somebody at a Christmas party the other night because of this Stanford list, and they were agreeing with several words on there. And I'm like, this is insane. And I believe I won the debate. Good. I really did.
Well, it's kind of one of those things where I think people just go, well, we just want to be nice. And niceness is at an all-time high in our culture. And that's nice that people are nice and they want to make people feel comfortable. And
unless you don't agree with them, then they want to kill you, Will.
Some do. Yeah, some do. I think there's a lot of people there just going, They said that this hurts me, so I won't do it if it does hurt them. Now, you're kind of taking them at their word that it's in fact is hurting them. I don't know how words can hurt you. And the thing with language is that, you know, there's certain words that you can't say, you know, on the radio, for example.
Sure.
Like, you can't say the F word, but I do say the F word. I say frick instead. Right. And it implies that word.
Or you just say F.
Right.
You're
and
like,
everybody
F
knows
this.
What you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
So when you change language, you just make you have to communicate. Okay, this is what the English language is, and language in general. We have to have common understanding of what words mean in order to communicate with each other,
and also the context of words, because a lot of words are spoken the same way, they're spelled the same way, but they mean completely different things.
Mm-hmm. So there's this guide is kind of these things, and you know, people kind of laugh this stuff off a few years ago, and rightfully so, and we were kind of like, well, once these kids get out of school, they're going to come into the real world and realize how it is. And that's not how it happened. A lot of these college graduates went into these, you know, corporations and kind of started demanding that that these things that they learned in school at these very prestigious universities, because they know they're the experts, were the way to actually do things out in the world. Don't you want to be nice? Don't you want to be accepting? Don't you want to be inclusive? And of course, the answer is usually, yeah, of course, because I'm nice. Right.
But the real question is, who's really being hurt by some of these words?
Nobody. I don't believe anybody. I don't believe anybody.
Exactly. You have to be made of paper mache for grandfather to upset you. It's crazy.
So the 13-page guide gives alternatives to potentially harmful language. But that's the thing. The alternatives mean the harmful language, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's all. And I hate to harp on the, oh, this is Orwellian. I feel like it's hack at this point. But, man, that was literally a guy's job in the book, was to go in and change how words were used. Instead of saying, the example they gave in the book was instead of saying, you know, you'd be like, good, fantastic, which is even a better good. And you would just say good plus instead of fantastic. It just cut the language down a little bit. If you know what it means. And this was a way for the regime to kind of control the people. Because language is important. Like I said, we need to be able to talk to each other and know what we're talking about. And if you use wrong words, have this wrong way of saying things, then somebody that's maybe not even necessarily lower status, but they could kind of go, oh, you're using the wrong words. What else are you wrong about? Uh-huh. I can kind of discount anything that you're saying now because you're not even using the right language.
And but, now you got to walk. You got to kind of walk around on eggshells anytime you're having a basic conversation, because you're like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing. So you're constantly thinking about what you're saying instead of just using common sense and knowing that if you say something, it's a bad thing. You know, like if you're a halfway sensible person, you're able to communicate without saying things that are obviously offensive. But if you're just an incredibly sensitive jack-off, then you're walking around looking to be offended. And that's what people are doing, and that's what's pissing people off. Will, just get into the list, Will. It's ridiculous.
It's looking for a reason to be offended, and also bowing to that is giving somebody power.
Yes.
Over what you say and how you communicate.
Uh-huh.
So the 13-page guide gives alternatives to potentially harmful language and gives a new word or a phrase that might be harmful. For example, instead of American, the guide suggests using U.S. citizen. Saying American to refer to people from the United States only insinuates that the United States is the most important country in the Americas.
Which
is actually made up of 42 countries, the guide says. And I'm sorry. Yes, it is. I mean, sorry, that's true. Everybody knows, and this is, what do you think people in other parts of the Americas think when they say American? They don't go, that's me. They go, that's a United States citizen. That's
100%. If you're in Panama and you say, they go, oh, where are you from? You go, I'm an American. They're not going to go, oh, excuse me. So am I. Central. You know, no, shut up. Just shut up.
So instead of a cakewalk. That obviously implies that something was simple, not a challenge.
Now, hold on. Can I guess, because I have not read why these are offensive, not all of them.
Yeah.
Just a couple. Let me try to guess why each one of these is offensive. Cakewalk. Is this somehow offending fat people?
No, that's a good guess, though. But the guide says that's because white enslavers used to hold events where slaves would dance for their entertainment, and the prize would be cake, according to the guide.
Shut up!
Now, is that true?
No.
I mean, it might be.
Even if it is, nobody thinks of that. Nobody knows that.
Let's see. It
just sounds like you hear the term easy as cake.
Yeah.
Easy as cake. Cake's easy.
Yeah.
That's where I thought cakewalk came from.
Okay.
Because it's something easy.
Listen, I just looked up the Wikipedia. Not that Wikipedia is a great source or anything necessarily, because anyone can just kind of add to it. And that's what it says. It says that it's dance with a comical formality and may have ties to mockery.
Because somebody in a university went in there and did that.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I know there's definitely some of these words that just aren't what they say they are.
If you asked 1,000 people, random people of every background, what cakewalk means, 999 of them would not think it had ties to racism or slavery. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's what do you call that?
Reaching.
No, well, yeah, but there's a certain. It's just a what's a man? There's a certain title. I can't think of it right now. Never mind.
Yeah,
but so they say you should just say easy or simple. It's just
no. I'll say cakewalk, bitch.
I mean, I don't really use cakewalk very often, but there's a company, for example, that's called Cakewalk. They're probably in trouble now.
I mean, if I use it, I'm probably talking about like a sports franchise that's going to play, like the San Francisco 49ers playing the Bucks. It was a cakewalk.
Okay, yeah, I've heard you say that before. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because it just means that it was an easy game for them.
Right.
Sorry,
but just say easy game. It kind of makes the language less colorful, though, right?
Exactly, and especially we're in talk radio. Could you imagine? And God forbid, somebody with an unbelievable vernacular like a cat named Mo. If you started like simplifying the way everybody talks, you're cutting Mo's wings. You're clipping them.
Yeah.
And what I just said may be offensive. Clipping wings, probably offensive. I don't know.
There's a bunch of other ones. Landlord should be avoided because it's gender binary, which means it classifies gender into two categories. And
does it?
I mean, I guess.
You can't be a female lord? Or lordess? Non-binary lord?
I don't know what the female lordess would be. I don't know.
I don't lady? Either. Who cares?
Lord and lady? Landlady? But that's the fight right now, right? I mean, like, you had the Supreme Court justice, the new lady, she couldn't define what a woman was. Like, that's the new, people are arguing about it right now. It's the stuff we're arguing about was unfathomable a few years ago. Like, everybody knew what a woman was a few years ago. And now everybody's like,
I don't care if I sound like a right winger, but I think most common sense people would say, you know, it's biology, you know? And I don't. Maybe they'll fire me for saying it, but I mean, I think men have ding dongs and women have a giant. Right?
At sex, though, gender's a different thing.
No, but if you claim to be, if you want to be called the other, I'm okay with that too. But I'm just saying, when it came to like the Supreme Court having a definition, and they said we can't define it, that's insane to me.
Not a biologist, she said. Or they said, I guess you
should
use. Well,
then get a biologist on staff, please.
Yeah, if you need help.
There's nothing wrong with saying you're something. If you want to claim to be, you know, like if you know you feel like you are born a different gender and you just, you know, you're unfortunately were born with the wrong plumbing. I mean, I believe that's probably a real thing. You know, I've met people that and I believe that's how they feel. You know, but at the end of the day,
as a courtesy to your friends and family, if it's somebody that you care about, you go, sure. All right. But yeah. Also, no, you're not. I mean, if you really want to get into it, obviously it's not true. It's quite evident.
It's unfortunate, you know, that you're dealing with this. And yeah, like you said, I'll be courteous and go, yeah, if that's what you identify as, that's fine. I'm good. But if I slip up and say, excuse me, ma'am, can you tell me where, would you call me? I'm like, my bad.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's the issue. Like,
but in some of these places, Johnny, this is why this stuff's important. Like, you could get sued for misgendering somebody in New York.
I know. And there's no way that you can prove your intent. You know, were you trying to be malicious? Some people, yeah. But I think most people know.
There's a lot of examples here. They did lock this down, the list. I guess I got so much criticism and so much exposure,
insane.
They locked it down. There's some other examples where blacklist, because it assigns negative connotations to the color black. Avoiding straight, because it implies that anyone who is not heterosexual is bent. Person without housing is another one, obviously, instead of homeless person.
And I think that was one of the ones that, like, Monica got in an argument with Roger JP
because about. She's nice. That's the thing. Like, she's just like, this hurts people. They're telling me it hurts them, and I want to be nice because she's nice.
Right.
But it's not hurting anybody. They're lying and trying to manipulate.
Homeless people will say, yeah, I'm homeless. You're never going to see a guy that's, you know, living on the street, peeing in a pickle jar, going, pardon me. I am home impaired, or whatever the term is supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So instead of saying homeless person, you say person without housing. And instead of prostitute, you say a person who engages in sex work, which is a longer way of saying prostitute.
It sounds worse.
This is the major problem I have with this, because everybody knows what that means. You're making it harder. The English language is very easy. Prostitute. Everybody knows what that is. No. Now I'm going to say person who engages in sex work. No. It's too long. And that's one of the things, like, I get accused of being, but I'm really not a big Donald Trump fan. But they tried doing this to him, and this was something I really liked that he did, was he was like, oh, he's talking about, you know, people coming over the border. And he said, oh, anchor babies. And then one of the reporters from Univision was like, sir, you can't say that. That's offensive. He goes, okay, what should I say then? And he said, you need to call them the undocumented citizens of children. Or it was like some long phrase like this. He's like, no, that's too long. I'm just going to say anchor baby. And just plowed through.
Jesus.
And the guy was just like shocked, and obviously he did a bunch of interviews and stuff. But I mean, I'm an English major. Okay, I took English in college. I can speak English. That's pretty much all I learned. But that's a good thing about language, is it's just succinct. Prostitute and person who engages in sex work is the same dang thing. It's just a longer way of saying it. So why wouldn't that in turn? Why wouldn't a person who engages in sex work be offensive later?
Who's going to be offended? A hooker?
Nobody, it's just, that's what I'm saying. This seems to be more about control and who gets to say in the long term. Because one of them was trigger warning now. You can't say trigger warning anymore.
Because it's a trigger.
Well, they gave a reason. I can't remember. I think it's because people started using it as kind of like, oh, you're triggered, that type of thing. So now it's offensive. So now they got to find a new word to say triggered.
Isn't proud American also on the list?
They had American. There's a whole big list. I couldn't. It was too
brave,
tiny to read.
Brave is on the list.
Oh, brave because of the connotations with Native Americans, indigenous people. Yeah.
No, it means that you're brave.
I know. That might have been one of the ones. I think it was chief. Actually, was the same thing kind of. But chief
brave is in our national anthem.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, the national anthem has gotten criticism over the past few years. So, you know, that's not surprising. But I think chief is actually like French or something. They all come from Latin roots, okay? But everybody knows what it's stupid.
People call you chief like buddy. You know, hey, chief, we're going to go over. Yeah.
So
I've never been offended by it.
Nobody is. That's the thing. I don't believe you if you say you're hurt by this. So you're going to be offended by prostitute, but not person who engages in sex work? I mean, no. You're lying if you're saying that.
There's no prostitute that's going to be upset by that. I don't think. Can you imagine? You're just driving down Nebraska. You're like, excuse me, are you prostituting tonight? Oh, what? No, I'm a person engaging in sex work in front of this liquor store. Please, sir, show some respect.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah. But see, this is the slippery slope, too. When there's certain words that you can't say because it hurts me, you know, now what's stopping you from going, well, these words also hurt me. Well, these words, and it's just going to keep adding
up. You give them an inch.
It's just a word, dude.
Yeah, man.